This time, I would like to call to order the Tuesday, October 23rd, 2018 meeting of the Terry Township Board of Supervisors. If you please stand for the pledge of allegiance and join me. Pledge allegiance to the
Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Joe, please go roll call.
Member Rick Samuda.
Here.
Member Susan Court.
Here.
Member Matt Weir.
Here.
Member Justin Engel.
Here.
Chairman Mark Moyer.
Here. Those closely within the meeting room, I want to advise those persons attending tonight's meeting that it is and has been the policy of the Township of Derry to record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. I'd also like to announce that the board met an executive session today and prior to this evening to discuss personnel issues. At this time, I'd like to turn the agenda over to visitor and public comments and ask those who wish to address the board to approach the podium, state their name and their address, and if you'd be so kind to limit your remarks to 3 minutes or less, that would be greatly appreciated. Mr. Gamble.
Rich Gamble, Hershey, Nakagura. Again, my question is, at last meeting, I think you mentioned you were on it regarding the entertainment tax. I'm just wondering if you're getting into it now. So if you give us an update on that status, I'd appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rich. We're still working on it.
Okay.
Anybody else? Hearing none, the next item on the agenda is the adoption of minutes. I'll make a motion to adopt the October 9th, 2018 Board of Supervisor meeting minutes. Entertain a second. Seconded by Ms. Court. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, and those minutes are adopted unanimously. Under new business, item number 8, 1 through 7, presentation by the Hershey Volunteer Fire Company on a proposed replacement for the tower ladder.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Just under 2 years ago, the Hershey Volunteer Fire Company and panel was committed to research the replacement of our 1994 paper tower ladder, otherwise known as Truck 48. After countless hours of meetings with manufacturers and review of specifications, the committee chaired by Assistant Fire Chief Scott Stein and the fire company are pleased to present our replacement recommendation for Truck 48. I want to thank the committee for their hard work on this project and also the township supervisor for the opportunity this evening to present our report and the continued support for the Hershey Fire Company. I'll now turn the podium over to Assistant Chief Scott Stein.
Thank you. Scott?
Good evening. I'll jump right in here so I can really get moving tonight. So, as was stated by our party vice president, Mr. Sassman, the 1994 duplex Salisbury Baker truck was what we originally purchased in 1994. In 2007, we did a refurbishment of it in which we replaced the chassis and the cab portion, but we maintained the major operating portion, which is the boom portion with the bucket and the box area, which was all refurbished and replaced. Back onto a new chassis. It's a 95-foot aeroscope telescoping platform. It has floodlights mounted on the body and has 158 feet of ground ladders, which are important in situations where we can't get the bucket up to the roof or the area we need to, in which case we need to throw a multitude of ladders to get those areas or to conduct rescues in the structure. A little bit about the process we undertook to come to where we are today. In February 2016, two of us went to a design conference in San Diego in order to meet with manufacturers and review the current trends and updates that are coming with apparatus, at which point we met with and looked at and spoke with representatives from 8 manufacturers. From that time in the conference, we narrowed it down to 4 manufacturers: Pierce, Seagrave, Rosenbauer, and Ferrara. And in the spring of 2016, we began a thorough review and invited these manufacturers to come in and do presentations to us on their capabilities, their equipment, and the manufacturing process. We also did, in the summer and fall, we conducted demos and views of apparatus in service, as well as display apparatus that they provide or they utilize demo apparatus that came to our station. We operated the equipment, we drove it, we evaluated it, and we talked to the people that are using them on the street regularly. In 2007, we began with our preliminary specifications and designs and kind of narrowed everything down to come to what we really wanted or needed in order to operate in the future with a truck. We also conducted factory visits with two of the representatives. We were invited down to view their factory, their manufacturing process from start to finish of the equipment. We did formal requests for formal quotes from those manufacturers, and we received those and reviewed those and evaluated them for compliance with the specification requests that we had made. At which point in 2018, we came to the conclusion that the Pierce piece of apparatus was the one we wanted to go with. In April, we kind of got a curveball for us. The piece that we were looking to build through Pierce was discontinued as a result of a new piece that came out, which surprisingly and fortunately, we knew was potentially coming down the pipe, but actually came much sooner. And it's more in line with what we wanted than what the original piece Pierce offered to us was. The apparatus that we're looking to replace was currently 23 years old. We're going on our 24th year. The cab and chassis are 11 years old. The average life expectancy for aerial apparatus is generally 20 years before the maintenance starts to exceed the value that you're getting out of it. And we find that to be the case at this point in time. We're having a number of issues with regard to things that just over time start to wear out and break down. And because of the way fire apparatus is in the marketplace, the company that was Baker Aeroscope no longer exists. They sold out. They're stuck with the Seagrave apparatus. Seagrave owns it. We'll not share that stuff unless you're going to be with them. We're on a Pierce chassis and cab. They don't want to provide us that information. So anytime we have a maintenance issue or repair needed, we need to reverse engineer those parts, which comes at an expense. And that expense is becoming exorbitant and not worth the investment that we're making over the long time. We're not going to get another 10 or 15, 20 years out of life out of that piece of apparatus. We've had a number of instances where the apparatus is out of service for significant periods of time. One for as long as 5 months. In the fourth quarter of 2013, we were out of service for a majority of the fourth quarter. We were just out recently. The costs are exceeding in the neighborhood of $140,000 in repair costs over this last 5 to 6 years, just in trying to keep the thing on the road and operationally effective. So, additionally, one of the other reasons we're looking to replace is 1994 technology, 2018. We've come a long way. You think of what computers have risen in the internet within the last 23 years. Same thing with apparatus, what operates, how it operates, the computerization goes into it that makes it more effective and easier to operate. The safety enhancements that come along with it. We also have an ability to utilize it in a way we need to, which is a three-directional movement where we're doing three movements at the same time, raising it, moving left or right, and extending in or out. Just doesn't work effectively. So because of those reasons that we're having, we decided to go, we're looking at the new piece, and obviously the Pierce is what we're looking at. And this is a picture of what the truck generally would look like. Its overall length, its overall height is shorter than the current truck, less in height than our current truck. The gross vehicle weight is 82,000 pounds for us, which is a good number. It's going to hold what we need it to hold equipment-wise. And the fantastic part of it is it's more maneuverable, more operable, and it's going to give us a little bit more room and ability to operate in the more narrow confines of some of the streets, particularly some of the alleys or the streets that are one-way streets where you have cars parked on both sides and we need to operate. There's a picture of the other side of it. The other thing is we increased the ladder component in this piece of apparatus. We're now up to over 170 feet. There's actually a total of 182 feet of ladders on this piece of apparatus, which increases our effectiveness and our ability to get to varying heights into the structure. Ladder windows, ladder to the roof, not insulated, we can't always operate the bucket. And that could be for a variety of reasons. This could be power lines in the way that we need to do a ladder as opposed to something. There are over 42 structures in the township that are over five stories or higher equivalent. We spend a lot of time trying to operate with those. Not all of them are fully sprinkled. The community center building is a great example of a building that just is now coming into being a fully sprinkled building. So in order to operate there, our truck can then become a aerial piece that we can put up and we can operate as a standpipe system on the buildings that unfortunately wouldn't have that. The hospital is adding a higher addition. We need to be able to get to some of those access and be able to operate effectively. Some of the features include that are on this six-person cab. The jack system is a little bit different for us. One of the things we have to deal with is when we set the jacks out on a piece of apparatus and looking at why this piece versus any other pieces, the distance that we have to do. Can we do what's called a short jack? The side we're not operating on, shorten that up because we're parked on, say, Grenada Avenue where there's cars on both sides and the cars aren't meeting right between where our jack's going to go down. And we can short jack that side if we're operating on this right side of the truck, and we can operate effectively. We can't do that with the current piece of apparatus, so we need something new. So when we're looking at it, those are the types of factors that we're evaluating and deciding, hey, what's going to work, what's going to be better for us in the future. It includes things that we need handy. We have a roof ladder and a fly section, which allows us to operate on the pitched roofs where we have parapets on them, where we have to get down off the truck. The truck won't necessarily land on the roof. It's right there. It's easy accessible for the firefighters. We don't have to add that to the bucket on top of everything else that we're taking up. It has sufficient warranties on it with regard to structural integrity. Integrity of the cab is 10-year, paint and corrosion on the cab, structural integrity apparatus body, and structural integrity of the aerial piece itself is designed for the life of the apparatus. Pricing-wise, we're looking at a CoStars contract, which obviously you're doing a lot of that purchasing CoStars and sort of the township maintenance equipment and stuff. It gives us a better rate. We can pretty much go out and look for what we need. It gives us the township a better piece of apparatus for their dollar that they're spending. The price on this is $1,375,444, but it comes with some discounts. And part of that is with regard to the financing aspect that we've worked with and spoke with regard to Pierce Financing and PNC Financial. What they do is the 15-month construction plan. PNC will prepay that. The first payment isn't due for 15 months. So during the course of the construction, delivery of the truck and acceptance of the truck, we wouldn't have to make a payment on it. What that does is allows us to take advantage of over almost $70,000 in discounts, which reduces the overall cost of the price to $1,306,000. Their 10-year lease purchase program, at the end of the 10 years, we would own the piece of apparatus. It comes out at this point at $164,000. PNC has indicated that they're willing to work with the township to talk the financial aspect. It may reduce that number and the interest rate we see overall, which could lower that number even further. So it's one of the kind of best of all worlds for us that we would be able to acquire the piece of apparatus, get it manufactured, and then make the annual payments as opposed to just buying it outright and having to pay up front. So it helps to work within the budget of the township. Any questions?
Any questions for Scott?
No, actually, I have a couple of questions. Real quick. Is this you customize this to your specifications, or is there like a standard fire truck that they sell you?
There's a requirement under the National Fire Protection for all trucks. They must all meet a minimum standard. This truck certainly meets that standard. There's some level of customization into it. For instance, the truck that originally designed comes with a pump. We don't need a pump on it. That's a cost savings reduction that we implement. We don't need a pump on it. So they come with a cylinder attached, a large cylinder to hold breathing air for operation of the bucket. We decided, by the time we've used it on the current truck, I've had to take it off three times to have it, the bottle tested and approved for holding the pressurized air in it. And that's the only time it's ever been emptied and refilled, because we're not utilizing it. So that's something we don't need, so we remove those kinds of things. There are safety enhancements that are on it that we ask for, things like the ability for the driver while driving to be able to view where the jacks are going to come out and see if they're in between the cars. Instead of having some person get out of the truck, stand over there and say, okay, you need to move forward or you need to move back. Now the driver can see that. It allows us to set up quickly. The doesn't require pins. It's one of those things that we like about the technology. So we don't have to pin it in order to operate. The pads are right on the bottom, but we don't have to worry about placement of those. So there's a lot of enhancements that are there that we specifically asked for. A lot of them dealt with safety for us. Being able to operate smoother, quicker, a little faster, we can get that truck in service. And if we have to make a save at a window or get to the roof or whatever, for whatever reason, we can do that rather quickly and very safely.
Sure, thanks. I have one more question for you. Is there any resale value to the truck that you have now?
Absolutely.
Is that included?
Unfortunately, there are a lot of fire departments throughout the country that don't have the means and the financial wherewithal to do it. They are interested in pieces like this. The Hershey Fire Apparatus piece is something that a lot of departments look for because we maintain and take care of our equipment. It's in good quality shape. Are there going to be challenges for them down the road? Absolutely. That's actually what that number is on the open market at this point. I can't say for certain, but it is certainly potentially in the neighborhood of what I think a year's payment would be or more.
So about $165,000.
Potentially, this would add or more with an aero piece in service and working.
Okay, but you're not going to be able to realize any of those numbers until the new pump's in service, the new truck's in service.
We could do a short time without it. The ideal situation would be to try to get rid of the truck close to the time the new truck's going to come in into service. Absolutely, because we don't want to do it without a truck.
Absolutely.
Our next nearest apparatus, Homestown, has a stick aerial. Palmyra is getting a new truck. How long they're going to have theirs until they get their new one, because they're buying a Seagrave truck, and then there's another truck down in Anvil. If we have to wait for that with the buildings we have and the kind of structures we have, that's going to be a challenge. So we want to keep it as long as we can.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Scott, the PNC equipment finance that you mentioned, is that a group that you normally used? And also, have you or will you look at other financing options?
We actually went and talked to several financing companies. Republic First National is one, and this is through Pierce. They use PNC Bank, who I guess has a good relationship with the township and is very excited to work with it. But what it did was we looked at the companies, all of them can do something of what we were asking for. And our big thing was, at that time we were initially speaking with them, was we knew that we needed to look at a payment that's going to come with the back when the truck was delivered, that we weren't going to have to try to realize the savings that we can save by paying, right, by being prepaid. And PNC, through Pierce Financial, was actually able to give us that guarantee that they would absolutely go out 15 months from the time we entered into the contract, and they would go through the prepay. So that gives us the construction time. Now, the truck could come in 14 months, but we would have 15 months to pay. We can set that date. They gave us the flexibility and assurance that we could set that date for whatever date we wanted it to have it, the day that that payment would be due. So we can fold that into whatever budgetary need we would need to do.
Matt, anything?
And you said the first chassis was, or the chassis was 2007.
Correct. The original, the original was 1994, and then in 2007, we took the box and the bin with the bucket on it, took it off. That was refurbished, and we bought a brand new cab and chassis structure to hold the box.
Okay. How many hours?
And put it back on.
How many hours on that chassis?
I don't know off the top of my head, so I could guess and tell you. They're not over the top numbers. They're actually, that chassis and cab is probably where the bulk of the value is in that truck at this point.
Okay.
If that's what you're asking.
Yeah. Matt, I know you, Scott, you touched on this a little bit. How many buildings in the township do we have that are too high for a ladder truck like this?
Too high? At this point, you're talking the high rise.
Okay.
And you're talking the hospitals with the new addition, particularly. We can get to the seventh floor of the main hospital, but to go to the new seventh floor, which is like eight floors now because they have a maintenance or a mechanical section in the middle, we're not going to reach the roof. And we understand that. I mean, you don't reach the roof in New York City, Boston, or any major city in the country. When you do high-rise issues, that's where your standpipe systems, those buildings are fully sprinkled, they're standpiped to operate effectively. But we need to be able to reach windows to make saves if we need to, up or down.
Right.
Okay. And the nice thing is, this is 100 foot, so we're gaining 5 feet in our ability to reach vertically.
Excellent, thanks. Any questions, Susan, anything, Justin? No? And I don't believe there's any action scheduled to take place, it's just that information presentation. Scott, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for your support.
Right. The next item on the agenda is proclamation declaring November 5th, James Nately Employee Service Appreciation Day. Jill.
Our township manager, James Nately, will retire on November 5th. In recognition of his 44 years of dedicated service to the township, November 5th will be proclaimed James Nately Employee Service Appreciation Day. On this day each year, long-term employees of Derry Township will be recognized for their service at an employee gathering. The proclamation reads, whereas the Township of Derry and its citizens are fortunate and privileged to have had the leadership of James N. Nately as the Derry Township Chief of Police and Township Manager. Whereas the Township of Derry has benefited from the dedicated service that James N. Nately has provided for a period of 44 years. And whereas James N. Nately has provided friendship, knowledge, guidance, fairness, fiscally conservative financial management, and leadership in support of the Township of Derry. And whereas James N. Nately has been a role model and respected manager to the employees of the Department of Community Development, Administration, the Derry Township Police Department, the Department of Public Works, the Hershey Public Library, and the Department of Parks and Recreation. And whereas he served the Derry Township Police Department from October 4, 1974 to March 29, 2001, then as Township Manager. As the Chief of Police, he obtained national recognition from the Commission on Accreditation of Law Enforcement Agency for meeting the most stringent standards and achieving accreditation. As a manager, he spearheaded efforts to build a new municipal complex to support the Derry Township Police Administration, the Department of Community Development, and the Tax Office. And whereas his efforts, James Nately has touched and affected the lives of thousands of employees, residents, visitors, and government officials. And whereas James N. Nately is retiring from the Township of Derry on November 5th, 2018. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that the Board of Supervisors of the Township of Derry, on behalf of all of the employees and citizens of Derry Township, celebrate the service provided by James N. Nately, whose integrity, dedication, and leadership will leave an ongoing legacy of excellence, and that the Township of Derry hereby acknowledges with immeasurable gratitude James N. Negley's contribution to this community by this proclamation proclaiming November 5th, James Nately Employee Appreciation Day in Derry Township, to acknowledge the hard work and stability that long-term employees provide, contributing to outstanding municipal services.
Thank you, Joe. Well said. And by way of discussion, and I know, Jim, you hate this because of your modesty, but I'm going to say it anyway. I'm not going to reiterate all those incredible accomplishments that Jill just recited there, but it's difficult to imagine a person who has dedicated himself to public service and to Derry Township who's left more of a mark on Derry Township in recent years than you. You've dedicated your entire life to public service, so much so that I had to essentially make some notes as to what your accomplishments had been, and most of them have been mentioned by Jill. I'm not sure if you mentioned early on as a young man that you served in Vietnam as a sergeant in the United States Marine Corps from 1971 through 1974. So that's an important component of your public service as well as your police officer position and your township manager. I have to say that the institutional knowledge that you have passed on to this board and prior boards has been absolutely amazing, irreplaceable. You've been a tremendous asset to this board, you've been a tremendous asset to previous boards, and you've been a tremendous asset to this community as a whole. You, sir, will be sorely missed. On behalf of myself and the Board of Supervisors and the community, I humbly express my gratitude to you and wish you a happy, healthy, and perhaps most importantly, relaxing retirement.
Thank you.
So, does anyone else wish to see
the chip? I'll say something. So, in personal talking to this thing, I've only been here a short time, and Jim was very helpful with me. He held my hand, listening to my rants and raves sometimes. But I'm like you at this point. I can't imagine being without him at this point. He's helped me tremendously and pointed me in the right direction a number of times. I'm going to miss you, Jim.
Thank you very much. Being a supervisor has a lot of ups and downs, but one of the truly high points of my life, I could say, is to get to know the staff and the people here at the township and witness their dedication and their hard work. And it's a tribute to you, Jim. I really see that you're always, the door's always open to questions, and I think you have a big following in this township, and I'll never forget you.
Thank you very much.
Jim, you're truly an encyclopedia of all things Gary Township. You're the go-to guy for so many of us, for the supervisors, for the staff, and you've been that steady person to go to for so many years. And 44 years, I think, what did you tell me today? That was like 8,000 evening meetings that you attended. That's a lot of meetings. But you did it not because you had to, but because you wanted to, because you believe in the staff and you believe in this community. And I can't thank you enough for your dedication and your passion and your commitment to Derry Township, your support of all of us, and most importantly, your friendship. So our loss as a township is your family's gain. So have a wonderful retirement.
Okay.
You're
lovely, Miss Hart.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I'll just say a couple of really fast words, and that is that it's been great to work with you, Jim, and it's been a pleasure, I think, the world with you. And I'll just point out the one attribute of Jim that I will really miss is his humor. Mm-hmm. You're a very funny man. Most people who come to these meetings probably don't understand that, but you add a lot to the character around here, and I wish you the best.
Thanks. Let me just thank everybody. It's been an honor and a privilege here for 44 years, and I couldn't have done it without the staff. You have been tremendous. I'm not going to name names because I forget somebody, and I don't want to offend anybody. I got to thank my wife. Those 800 meetings, she never once complained about me coming. Now, I can't say the same for myself. But I thank everybody, and it's humbling, and excellent journey, and I truly appreciate everybody. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciation Day, and I'll entertain a second.
Second
by Mr. Zamuda. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, and that motion carries unanimously. The next item on the agenda is the appointment of an interim township manager and township treasurer by the board of supervisors.
Just because I will be leaving.
Yes.
And keep the flow of paperwork going and legal documents and payroll, I recommend the board that they appoint an interim township manager until that time the manager is in place.
Very well. Any discussion as to who that interim manager ought to be? Do you have any recommendations?
Joe Henry?
Very well. Based upon that recommendation, I will make the motion that the appointment of Jill Henry as interim manager and township treasurer be approved. I'll entertain a second.
I'll second.
Ms. Court seconds that motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And that motion carries unanimously. Next item on the agenda is update and possible action on the township manager replacement. Jeff, do you want to pass it to me? Or?
I think Jill's on the agenda for that.
Oh, is she? I'm sorry. Yes, I apologize. Force of habit.
Well, in preparation of Jim's retirement date of November 5th, a plan was put in place to search for the next township manager. And this item was placed on the agenda tonight for the board's discussion purposes.
Thank you. By way of discussion, since June, the board of supervisors has conducted a search to fill the position of township manager that will be vacant on November 5th, 2018, as a result of Jim's retirement. The board of supervisors is currently in contract negotiations with candidate Christopher Christman for the township manager position. Mr. Christman has 19 years of experience in county and local government and most recently serves as township manager of Palmer Township in the Lehigh Valley region of Pennsylvania, a position he's held since 2011. And the board is hoping to be able to make an appointment at the November 13, 2018 public meeting, provided any remaining details have been satisfactory to address. Is there anything else to be discussed here tonight? Nothing? Next item on the agenda is E1-5, approval of resolution 1562 to add pedestrian traffic signals at West Chaffet Avenue and Valley Road. Mr. Clark.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As we've done several times before, any addition of a traffic signal on any township roads requires a resolution. PennDOT requires a resolution. So this resolution 1562 is for the pedestrian crossing signals at Chocolate and Valley. Currently, there is nothing at that intersection other than pavement markings. This would be included in the streetscape project that's currently underway, and we're recommending that resolution 1562 be approved for the installation.
Very well. Any questions or comments for Tom? Hearing none, I'll make the motion for supervisors to approve resolution 1562 to add pedestrian traffic signals at West Chaffet Avenue and Valley Road. I'll entertain a second. Second by Mr. Engel. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, and that motion carries unanimously. The last item on the agenda is a request from Hershey New Year's Eve Celebration Committee to hold New Year's Eve celebration in the Square of Hershey on December 31st, 2018. It'll continue for approximately an hour into January 1st, 2019. Chief, anything to add on that?
Mr. Chairman, all requests to close state roadways must first be approved by the Board of Supervisors in order to obtain a permit from PennDOT. Just briefly, the roadways that are going to be affected will be 743 and 422 in the town area. There'll be route detours around that area. 39. And usually we go about an hour or so into the next day to afford cleanup and so forth before reopening the roadway. But it's a pretty extensive time period, around 13 hours that we'll have to close.
Any questions or comments for the chief? Hearing none, I'll make the motion. Request to hold New Year's Eve celebration in the Square version on December 31st, 2018, along with the associated road closings be hereby approved. I'll entertain a second.
I'll second.
Seconded by Ms. Court. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, and that motion carries unanimously. Turning to correspondence, board and committee information, I'll start to my left. Mr. Zamudo.
I was in my first Halloween parade this week as supervisor. I had a wonderful time. I need to request that Tom slow down a little bit on occasion. sweat of the storm there at the end, but it was a great time. People were calling out my name. I would love to stop and chat a bit, but time wouldn't allow. Choctoberfest was a huge success. I think you're probably going to hear that from a couple other people. I don't remember ever seeing that many people there, and I showed up a little late. So, and everybody was safe too. The food was good, the beer was good, the company was good. So, it was a great weekend. Great weekend, great weekend for us as a community.
Thank you. Matt?
Yes, a couple of things. The second phase of our tree vitalized tree planting, the trail planting, will be taking place on November 3rd. We'll be meeting at 8:45 at Shank Park, where we'll be planting 17 trees. The rest of the trees will be planted off of Cocoa Avenue. There'll be 16 trees along the trail there, and also we have volunteers to plant up to 100 trees on the reconstructed wetlands next to Governor Road at Cocoa Avenue. I also attended a bike pedestrian meeting. It's very informative and very encouraging to see how many people are excited about that. And I talked to Mr. Stang about recycling and several of the educational prospects that we're going to have to be doing with education, with recycling, as that situation is changing almost daily with going on there. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. And I just want to thank Rick and Susan for accompanying me on the great candy purge known as the Halloween Parade, and reiterate Rick's sentiments that it was a great time. Everyone seemed to be having a great time. The weather cooperated. Tom, I didn't think you were too fast for the driver in person. I think you did a great job on that, too. So that's all I have. Susan?
Thank you as well this year, Tom. I appreciated that. It was nice to be on the parade. I want to thank Matt and Zach and the Department of Parks and Rec for putting together an outstanding parade. It was also nice to have some extra lights on the street this year because there were some of the streets that have been dark in the past. So that was definitely a good addition. And it was fun to be out. And we also had some help from some Parks and Rec employees to help us with the candy because three middle-aged supervisors can't hand out candy on all those streets and survive.
Well, it was pretty kind of you.
Beyond that, I want to congratulate Lauren and everyone involved with the Downtown Hershey Association on an outstanding fourth annual Choctoberfest. It was fun to volunteer in the morning. It was also fun to relax in the afternoon and enjoy the music and the camaraderie. And I don't know how many people we had there, but it was a great crowd, so congratulations. And just a reminder, our next Hershey Area All Things Diversity session is on November 13th, and we still have some room, so we invite the community to sign up for that. We can provide a light supper and some really stimulating conversation. That's at the Hershey Story Museum. You can check out Hershey Area All Things Diversity now on Facebook, or you can go to the Hershey Story Museum webpage, and you can register either way. Thanks.
Thank you. Just on anything to add?
No, at the risk of being repetitive, Choctoberfest was amazing. And so I'll thank Lauren for leading the show, and then great job, Aaron Fletcher and Emily Drobnock also were key volunteers that helped organize the event. Last go around, I think, with Music One Chocolate, we reached out and we said we need volunteers to help clean up at the end of the night. It's a real pain in the neck, and there's usually only four or five of us, maybe six of us, that do the hard work, the dirty work. And Rick Spuda, ever since that request, has been out there with his entire family, even putting his daughter to work. So thank you very much. Because when it comes to everybody volunteers, it's wonderful. Thank you for that. But that end of night stuff is tough. So we really appreciate that.
It's fun.
It's fun when we get more people. It's fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're alone. So, thank you.
Jim, anything?
No.
All right. And reports from our department heads, Chief.
A couple things. Just a reminder that trick or treat this year in Derrick Township is going to be Halloween night. We'll be trying to blast some information out on social media. I've gotten a couple of people saying that there's some misinformation going on around about that as far as holding it for the traditional day of the last few years. So we'll try to put some more information out because we changed it this year. The second thing is The Halloween parade, that's probably one of the largest turnouts I can remember in recent years for that. I'd just like to give a shout out to a lot of the fire police, Hershey Fire Police, and some of the surrounding fire police that helped us with that event, Lebanon Auxiliary, and those agencies that helped defer some of our costs involved with that. And same with the Hershey Half Marathon. There's a lot of auxiliary and fire police agencies that come out and help with those events and make them safer to participants and for the people watching. So,
thank you. Any questions or comments for the chief? Mr.
Sassman. No company report, but from the company, congratulations on your retirement, and we hope you enjoy it very much. Great working with you.
Thanks.
Tom?
I don't know if everybody read my email today, but Stoppers Church Road is done. That road reopened this morning, and it's a tremendous improvement from what it was safety-wise prior to that. Other than that, we're waiting for the leaves to fall.
Clark?
This is National Friends of the Library Week, so if you want to stop by and renew your friends membership, you can enter to win a raffle. And we are also holding an edible book contest this Friday, so if you can think of a book title and make it into something edible, we will then judge it and pick a winner. It's a lot of fun. So it's to raise awareness for the Friends of the Library and all of you. Thank you.
Thank you. Matt?
Just very quickly, Jim, just want to thank you for your leadership, your friendship, and your amazing commitment to this community. I know I speak on behalf of all department heads and every single employee in this township, so you're going to be sorely missed. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Matt.
Matt with that.
No reports that you guys know about Starboard Church Road, but just want to also thank Jim. And one of the first days that came in, Jim said he doesn't like engineers, so I hope I swayed you a little bit. A little better the last 2 years.
You did.
Yeah,
you're the exception.
We'll take it. Congratulations, Jim.
Jim. Chuck.
Ditto.
That's all I have. Lauren.
We'll miss you.
Thanks.
Of course. Two things. One, just thank everyone that participated and helped with Chucktoberfest. Of course, we couldn't do it without the support of our sponsors, the help of our volunteers, everyone that went into planning, but also Parks and Rec for helping us, a lot of the pre-work, public works for their systems, of course, the fire department, police, and also EMS for helping to manage that from a public safety standpoint. Also, just wanted to note that we were successful in our application to PADEP through their municipal recycling program grant. We'll be receiving $114,613 to go towards two tow-behind leaf vacuums for Tom's department to aid in leaf collection. This is a good one for us to get because there's only a 10% match required. So.
Well done on that, Lauren. So it'll be a very good asset for the township. And I want to reiterate the Chucktoberfest and everyone else excited. Great job.
Thanks for volunteering.
You're welcome. Jill.
Jim, I will miss you, my friend, and we appreciate everything that you've done for us. And I know you're up early, so you really won't mind my daily phone calls to you.
All right, great. I'll move for approval of accounts payable in the amount of $1,840,156.50 and payroll in the amount of $329,150.73. So I'll entertain a motion for, or excuse me, a second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Trainwell. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, and those amounts are approved unanimously. Now is the time for the second visitor and public comment period. Anyone wishing to address the Board of Supervisors, please approach the podium, state your name and address, and if you'd be so kind as to limit your remarks to 3 minutes or less, it would be greatly appreciated.
Scott Stein, 48 West Granada Avenue. Just wanted to take the opportunity to thank the board. I'm a member of the Downtown Hershey Association. I've worked closely with them and all this stuff. But the vision, the pulling together, the way the downtown works, the vibrancy that I see coming back into to it warms my heart. It is fantastic to see people walking the streets, and I think the board working with the Downtown Security Association and the vision that was created has really improved the dynamic in this town, and I see it benefiting a lot of people. I know there's a lot of debate or discussion about local versus whatever, and you know what? Everything in town and eating and dining and socializing in town is local, and that's what we want to see, is people bringing money and time and joy to the downtown area. And I really appreciate, as a resident, seeing that come together and everything that you've done.
And Scott, thanks for being a part of the Downtown Energy Association. Thank you.
Hi, Rich Campbell. I just want to mention to Jim, I want to thank you personally for the service you provided to the residents of our community. And I know as a fact that you reached out several times to give that extra push or extra support to many people within our community. And another correction for you, he is a Marine. Once a Marine, always a Marine. And remember, you go home and feel safe because the Marine's always on duty. Congratulations, Jim.
Staying corrected, Jim.
Patrick Rillo, 321 Concord Court. I also want to echo the comments concerning Jim Nagley. I think maybe I was one of the few individuals who worked with Jim when he was a rookie cop. I worked with Jim as he came up through the police department as a detective, as our police chief. I was served on the board when we had some opportunities in administration, and we turned to Jim as our police chief, and he came in and served as our township manager and police chief. Just an interesting comment about that. When we would go into meetings and Jim would come in, he had a badge on his belt and a gun on his belt, and he got everybody's attention, and we certainly appreciated that. Also, when he became township manager, all I can say is Jim is as honest as they come. He's ethical and a true professional. I think there are approximately 12 to 13 former supervisors that live and work in this community that have served six-year terms, and they would all say that about you, Jim, and how great an individual you are and how professional you are. But of course, as you stated, you can't do it without a wonderful staff, and you developed a staff over the years, and it was truly appreciated, not only by the board, but also by the residents of Derry Township. We're very fortunate to have had you, and Mark, as you pointed out, his institutional knowledge will never be replaced. And we're very fortunate to have Jim retiring and going to be with his beautiful wife, Deb, who's sitting in the back there. And, you know, at any point in time, Jim, whether it's myself or any former supervisor, if we can do anything for you, we're just a telephone call away. Thank you for your service.
Thank you very much.
Jim, you were a rookie once.
Huh?
Good evening. John Foley, Mine Road, Hershey, PA. And I'm obviously rising to share my thanks for Jim. There's not much more I can say other than what Todd said, but what I will tell you, as you members know, when you sit next to Jim, you get stories. And you get to hear about the kids, the grandkids, Reston, Texas, Florida, those great places where you get to enjoy his life and his time. Deb, thank you for sharing him for all these years. And all those meetings, because it wouldn't happen without that. And to echo Todd's sentiments in that the township is who they are, at least in the last 15 plus years, because of you. I know you were here in the early 1800s, probably still a little earlier than that. No one wants to talk about that. But these people are what enables the board to look so good. And our staff that you've created, you built your team, they're here to succeed you and your legacy will live on. I can just say, as a board member who consistently had to reach out to you and get guided and consulted and all those things that we have to do as board members, thank you, not only for your leadership and your knowledge with this township, but for your friendship. Congratulations.
Thank you, John. Is there anyone else who would like to address the board supervisor this evening? If not, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Move by Mr. Ingram, all second that. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, and this meeting adjourned.